RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm not sure. Like I said, that decision is not in my hands. All I can control is, what I did do, and I gave it my all. So whether it's here or not, I have no regrets. Shout out to, you guys for, making my job a little bit harder. But, just to the city of Chicago, love y'all, appreciate the fans and the support from all the Bears, in case this is my last rodeo with y'all, and just appreciate y'all for everything. So.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and itsnotagameillinois.com. Gabe Ramirez broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Going to be getting some phone calls in just a minute, 312-644-6767, but, I'm hearing from you today, but you guys are going to be hearing from some great guests all day today on 670 The Score. Dustin Rhodes, he's going to be taking over in an hour. 5 a.m., he kicks things off. And then Mully and Hall take over after that with three really big guests. You want to hear from Olin Krutz and what he has to say about this Bears game and the direction of the organization? 7 a.m. In just 3 hours, he's going to be hanging out with Mully and Hall. Then DJ Moore jumps on at 8 o'clock. To talk about, a team that he's locked into. He's going to be here. He's not a free agent. He ain't going nowhere. So he's equally invested into this franchise. So he'll talk with the guys at 8. Brad Biggs jumps on at 9 a.m. Bernstein and Holmes, they got two great guests for you. Anthony Heron jumps on at 11. Dan Wiederer at 12. Parkins and Spiegel come on after that. They got Kurt Warner at 2:40. Mark Grody at 4 p.m. And then my favorite of the day, Jalen Johnson, the closer. 5 p.m. hanging out with the fellas. Make sure you guys set an alarm for that. But we're talking about the Bears. Bears lose to the Packers. 17-9. Three field goals for the Chicago Bears. Two in the first half. One in the fourth quarter. But Justin Fields couldn't get the ball. Or the Bears offense, right? I don't want people thinking I'm trashing Justin Fields. Bears offense couldn't put the ball in the end zone. I'll give some blame of that to Lou Getsy as well. But let's see what you guys think. What are you guys thinking out there? I know you woke up hot. Ready to talk about the Bears, and you found yourself in the right place. 670 The Score. Let's go to Mike out in Joliet. Mike, what do you want the Bears to do with their top draft pick?
I want to preference it by saying I love Justin Fields. I think he's the coolest quarterback. The Bears, we've had, Jay Cutler was cool in his own way, but Mitch sucked. Everybody knew it. But Fields was cool. It was cool to get behind him. He was young. He was exciting, but he's not the guy. He threw for like 148 yards in a make-it-break-it game. He's gone. I think we draft Caleb Williams, and I think we sign Kirk Cousins on a cheap deal because he's old and he's hurt, and we let Caleb Williams sit for 2 years, let him do a little...
Two years?
Kirk Cousins is most likely going to get hurt within a year or year and a half, but, maybe Kirk... Let's see what Kirk does, he's not going to win you games, but he's not going to lose you games.
Yeah.
And I think Kirk wins you more games than Justin Fields does, and let Caleb Williams sit. The Bears have never had an opportunity to have a quarterback sit behind somebody who's been there, who's been in big games.
Because that's what smart organizations do. We don't know about that.
Right. Look at the Packers. The Packers are going to go on, three decades of just trolling us with Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Not saying Jordan Love's a Hall of Fame guy, but, he's
sure as hell played like one today. 27 that's for 32, 300 yards. Let me ask you this, Mike, real quick. Let me ask you this real quick.
11. Go ahead.
Because I'm here for taking a quarterback early. I don't necessarily have a preference as to who. I do like the Kirk Cousins signing, right? I mean, who wouldn't? He's a prolific passer.
Yeah.
But what are you doing with the ninth pick in the draft?
Everyone's going to complain about the offensive line, which I know a lot of callers called about that. But, I mean, in theory, right, you look at the Bengals, and the Bengals went to a Super Bowl. They had more like, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but was their offensive line not the worst?
Yeah, one of the worst.
You know, and you got to look at our offensive line. It is above average. You know, it's not necessarily their fault. It's not Justin's fault, but also Justin shouldn't. He's the only quarterback in the league that doesn't throw the ball away. So you can look at those sacks. You know, every team would have a billion sacks if, you know, if Patrick Mahomes didn't spike the ball at a receiver's feet just to not get sacked. Justin Fields doesn't do those things. So I think a lot of flack goes to the offensive line. I'm not a big college football guy, so I can't really tell you, you know, who's going to be where when nine comes. But, I mean, I think if you get Caleb Williams, anything else you do in the draft is going to be pointless. He could be if we pass on Caleb Williams and he ends up being a generational talent, Bears can never come back from that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. Because you're bringing up some great points, and it is about, you know, the direction of the team and where they're going to be headed. What are they going to do with this capital? What are they going to, you know, they got to be creative. That's what I do know. Ryan Poles will be creative in this window. He was creative with the Carolina Panthers. There's a lot of people going to be calling. He's going to be able to leverage a lot of weight. And it'll be interesting to see what it is and what direction they end up going with. All right, let's go to Corey out in Chicago. He's been on hold for a little bit. Corey, talk to me, man. I know you disagree with me. Talk to me.
Oh, 100%. But not all the way, though. Let me say, first of all, this is my first time calling. I just appreciate you being you being up at this hour. I've been I get off at this time. So
okay, good. I make you feel like a regular person, Corey. So talk to me.
Nah, for sure. So what I wanted to say is, okay. Damn, I don't even know what to say no more.
I got you. Let me pull you back a little bit. Let me pull you back because I know what it's like to be a first-time caller. I get it. I want to give you your due diligence, give you your time here. So let's start here. You are a fan of Justin Fields, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you think...
What? Hold on. Wait.
Okay, there we go. I knew I was just going to get you started. That's all. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. But I understand, right? I understand it's a business, right? So I'm not against Caleb Williams. I just don't believe he's a leader of men, right?
Fair.
Because a lot of his USC teammates didn't care for him when he left. They said we finally felt like a team, right? I don't want that in the locker room. So I'm inclined to move back, right? Let's move back, get as much as we could for the first pick, and use our ninth pick to get Michael Penix. I know he got like a real shaky injury history, but I believe he's a leader of men. And he can really throw the ball. And I just think we need to start over completely with the coaching staff on the strength of you don't want to go in the same routine we did with Justin Fields. And I feel like that's the reason why he's not successful, because they're not there for him. They didn't draft him, so they always felt like we could reset when we need to. And I feel like you don't feel like you have to put your all into him.
Yeah, Corey, do you feel like you want to hold, like you want Eberflus gone too, or just Lou Getsy?
So, if you draft a new quarterback, I feel like everybody should go.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just how I feel. They're going to always be like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. So, you want Marvin Harrison at one and then Penix at nine?
No. I'm not saying Marvin Harrison at one, because I do believe it's people that that love these two quarterbacks in the front, Drake May and Caleb Williams, right? I feel like, and it's correct me if I'm wrong, it's the Redskins and the Patriots, right? They 2-3, correct?
Yep, correct.
Those two teams that need a quarterback, correct?
Correct.
And that's what I'm saying. And it's two, I guess. I know it's one hype, they said generational talent. I'm not a believer in that, because they said that about Jamarcus Russell. They said that about a whole bunch of other people. The people that get drafted 10 and back in the first star players. Or start quarterback than the first overall.
Yeah, I mean it really is a gamble, Corey. And thanks for the call, man. You really said some good stuff, because I got to be honest, I don't hate. Let's say if the Bears traded down to two, I wouldn't hate Marvin Harrison Jr. At the draft capital, a Marvin Harrison Jr. at two, and then a Michael Penix at nine. But whatever. Like, but I will say this. Say it again. Because I know a lot of people weren't up earlier. Tom Fornelli, CBS draft expert, been doing it for decades. had him on the show. He told me Rome Odunze was better than Marvin Harrison Jr. And he says he understands, right? He said the only thing that Rome Odunze doesn't have that Marvin Harrison Jr. has is a name. Wait, no, the only thing that Marvin Harrison Jr. has that Rome Odunze doesn't have is the name. And who he said Rome Odunze was? Jamar Chase. And I got to be honest, guys. I'm in on Jamar Chase. DJ Moore and Jamar Chase, I'm in on that. So, I mean, again, it's about being creative. And we do know that Ryan Poles is going to do that. And we do know that the Bears are going to be a better team next year. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. This continues. Let's go to Bernie out in Northwood. Northwood? Bernie, talk to me.
Northwest Indiana.
I got it.
Hey, you know, I've watched the Bears. I'm 70 years old. I've watched the Bears since I was, you know, a kid. Had season tickets for 10 years between 1979 and 1989. And, you know, Justin Fields, this last five games, they made this big deal about how great he played. And he beat nothing but bums. Everybody that he beat was a loser except for Detroit. And Detroit had an offensive line that was beat up when the Bears beat him, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, Olin Kreutz said a couple weeks ago, not that I agree with everything that Olin Kreutz said, but he said, Justin Fields plays really good against freaking bad defenses. And that's a fact. I mean, you look at the quality of the teams that he's beaten in his career. He's only beaten two teams with a winning record. He beat the 49ers in the Swamp Bowl the first game of the season a couple of years ago. And then he beat Detroit this year, you know. I mean, and, you know, they say how great he's, you know, advanced this year. Last year he was 22nd in the league in as a quarterback rating, and this year he's 23rd. So, I mean, where's the improvement? I don't see the improvement.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are definitely, you know. This is the craziest thing. I mean, it's, like, so weird to see people watch the same game in a big-ass city like Chicago. And we're all watching the same thing. Big city, big sample size. But we're split right down the middle. Seems so odd to me. It's just so weird. I think that the argument that we're all, like, taking on is a different one. People that want to move on from Justin Fields just want greatness and just want to be good. People that want to keep Justin Fields think that his greatness is still within and the Bears just haven't unlocked it yet. Like, two totally different things. Complete opposite. It's crazy to me. Let's continue to take some phone calls, though. 312-644-6767. Bears lose to the Green Bay Packers 17-9. End their season same way they started it. Let's go to John. John, when you watch this game, I mean, to me, it was clear as day the Bears just, you know, weren't as good as the Green Bay Packers. What was your big takeaway?
Well, my takeaway from this game today is, to me, it seemed like it was for, like, a job interview, which no one's going to hire anybody who interviewed the way that the Bears played today.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
And I am a Justin Fields fan because he does have the skill set in order to be a good quarterback. I'm not even going to say great because I haven't seen him be a quarterback yet. But as I was on hold, just thinking and listening, I'm wondering, did they play this way on purpose? Because you never know. You're not going to gain anything by beating the Packers.
Right. And a lot of people have said that. And here's a reminder, don't listen to yourself on the radio when you're talking, because you end up sounding like this when you're trying to do it. And then I can hear you throwing me off and everything like that. I mean, listen, Stacey King touched on it. A lot of people were saying it, like, were they trying to sabotage this game? But listen to this, though. It's not as though Luke Getsy's job is secure. So if you're Luke Getsy, it does you no good to sabotage Justin Fields' career in Chicago, because then you're also sabotaging your own. Now, I get it. What's funny is that, you know, we as humans, we always try to find an explanation for everything. And this game against Green Bay was so bad that we can't just accept the fact that the Bears are a bad team. We have to be like, I want, man, was he trying to sabotage this kid's future? It's like, what? No. Luke Getsy is trying to, if Luke Getsy is going to receive the fate that we all think he's going to receive, which is the pink slip, he needs to be coaching that last game. That was his audition for another job. But I get it, though. I mean, it seemed that way. You know, Bears, you know, couldn't get anything going. But again, you got to point to certain things, guys. The Bears were 3-for-11 on third down. 3-for-11. You can't. You only threw the ball 16 times. Yeah, you only throw the ball 16 times because you're not converting first downs and keeping the ball, keeping the thing going. You know who was doing that? The Green Bay Packers. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Sean out in Illinois. We're in Illinois. Sean, where are you calling from, man?
Cary, Illinois.
I know, yeah, I'm familiar with Cary. One of my good friends lives out there. All right.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what you think the Bears need to be doing.
All the pieces are in pieces. So, you know, who you take in the draft is different from the leader, the coach of the team. You know, if the Bears have a shot at Harbaugh, he's a quarterback. He's a leader of men. I'm not necessarily a fan of Michigan, but I'm a fan of leaders and guys that can get stuff done. You know, this, as him being a former quarterback, he could definitely evaluate Fields on a cognitive basis. I think the reason why they run these simple plays or what have you, part of the problem is because the guy, you know, either doesn't have the ability to read things, to understand plays, or whatnot. And I think you need to bring in, you know, a coach. Do I think that the Chicago Bears would bring in a personality like Harbaugh? I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, we had our greatness under Ditka. He's a controversial guy. I don't know if these folks, you know, the fish rots at the head, and the ownership of the team, you know, if their thing is just to generate return on investment and, you know, the fans keep coming to pay and they're going to build this palace in A Heights. You know, I just think that, you know, somebody's gotta be in there. I think the coaches, you know, what Ditka was able to do, and the hoop guy had Jordan, but I mean, he also proved himself elsewhere.
Yeah. You want a leader of men, Sean. I mean, and that's what you're saying when you bring up guys like Ditka and such, and I think we all want that. And I do think Eberflus has done a good job of leading the men. Let's not forget, Bears, just the worst team last year, right? Number one pick in the draft, but every single week, even in the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, he had those guys coming ready to play, even though they sucked, ready to play. This year, as much turmoil that was going on with the Chicago Bears organization, with the coordinators, Chase Claypool, Tyson Bagent, Bears still sucking and not making the playoffs, and Eberflus still getting these guys to show up every day and believing, that's hard to do. And to me, that's where I feel like Eberflus has done a good job, and that's why I think he deserves to come back next year. Now, I can't say the same thing about the offensive coordinator, but that'll be interesting to see moving forward. All right, let's take some more phone calls. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Presented by Busey Bank, and it's not a game, Illinois.com. Dustin Rhodes coming to take over at 5 o'clock, leading you right into Mully and Hall. They got three great guests for you, Olin Krutz, DJ Moore, Brad Biggs at 7, 8, 9. Then Bernstein and Holmes, 11 and 12 p.m. They got Anthony Heron and Dan Wiederer. Then Parkinson Speak will jump on with three of my favorites, Kurt Warner at 2:40, Mark Grody at 4, and then the closer, Jalen Johnson, 5 p.m. Make sure you set your alarms for that. All right, coming up, we got some people that, man, all the lines lit up right now. People are hyped up, and I can't tell if they're ready to move on from Justin Fields or to give him another chance. What do you got to say? 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday right here on 670 The Score.
Offensive coordinator Luke Getsky and Matt Eberflus, the head coach. I'm really impressed watching the tape this week by Luke.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Getsky, the offensive coordinator, second year calling plays, and boy, he's outstanding coming from that Shanahan Kubiak tree. And by the way, it's Getsky, Jim. Getsky.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
That's going to be a number one hit today on 670 The Score. Number one hit. You're going to hear that 20 times today. Heavy rotation. Tony Romo talking about, incorrectly, Getsky. That's great. But then saying he's been fantastic. That's the shocking part to me. I've been watching tape on him. Oh, man, that Getsy guy. Mind-blowing. Everybody in Chicago is listening like, what the hell is he talking about? Oh, it's great stuff. It's Gabe Ramirez, Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and itsnotagameillinois.com. I got about 40 minutes left with you guys. Going to be here till 5 o'clock. That's when Dustin Rhodes steps in for the pregame show. He'll be leading you right into Mullion Hall. And, I mean, the rest of the day, it's like, what do you want? You want former players? You want current players? You want guys that have been covering the team for decades? Olin Cruz, 7 a.m., former Chicago Bear jumping on with Mullion Hall. 8 a.m., current Bear, DJ Moore, jumping on with the guys. Then Brad Biggs covering the Bears for decades. 9 a.m. with the fellas. Bernstein and Holmes, they got Anthony Herron, former NFLer, host at the Big Ten Network. My co-host on Bears Unleashed on Fox 32. Then Dan Wiederer, co-host of Take the North podcasts with David Hall, will be on at 12. Parkins and Spiegel, they come on after that. They got Kurt Warner, the famed quarterback, 2:40 p.m. Then, probably the most liked guy at 6:70, Mark Grody, jumping on at 4 o'clock. And then Jalen Johnson, 5 p.m., the closer. I like to set my alarm, 4:58. Give me 2 minutes so I can punch over. And they're usually running late anyway, so let's be honest. But make sure you guys listen to that. Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and itsnotagameillinois.com. Let's go to the phone lines, though. A lot of people ready to weigh in on this game. You know, what has happened to the Chicago Bears? What taste have you been left with in your mouth after this one? Let's go to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Clinton out in Rockford. Clinton, biggest takeaway. What's up, Clinton? Biggest takeaways from this game, Green Bay versus the Bears.
First off, Gabe, I'd love to hear y'all. Y'all 6-7 has got it going on.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's just about this game, but I will say this. The Packers, I'm not a Packers fan, man. I'm blown away, though, by their coaching staff, meaning how they've grown their quarterbacks. Ryan Poles says he wants to take the North. Well, we better start understanding that you need to get a great coaching staff in there. We have a defensive-minded coach.
we need an offensive-minded coach, because it just was proven. He helped the defense. What if it would have been switched? What if we would have had an offensive-sided coach? We probably would have had a better offensive side. So this game just showed that we possibly could keep Justin Fields, but you're going to need the right coaching. If you move on, you're going to need the right coaching. It's about coaching. You cannot plant a great – you can't plant a seed in terrible soil and expect it to grow correctly.
Yeah, and you're bringing up a great point, and it is the Green Bay Packers and what they've done, right? It's not just the coaching staff and LaFleur and his ability to get the best out of quarterbacks, but it's what has now been dubbed the Packers' way. Like, if you look at Jordan Love, some of those throws, you still see Brett Favre. Why? Because Brett Favre, we know why. I don't need to explain it to you. It's frustrating as to why they all throw the same, right? Because of what they've been able to do. And, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what the Bears end up doing in the direction they end up going in. But in order to do that, they have to make a decision on their quarterback right now, and that is Justin Fields. Let's go to Max out in Crystal Lake. Max, it seems like, you know, when it comes to Justin Fields, you know, he's like one of the most polarizing characters in Chicago sports.
Gabe, I totally agree with you, and thank you for putting me on, man. But I totally get hey, man, we're just like everybody in the city of Chicago. We half and half, right? We don't understand if this is Fields, who he is, or is it the play caller? Because I believe it's the play caller that's not letting this guy be, you know, who he needs to be. But at the same point, you got to understand that we had an offensive line that wasn't always at that point. So now who do we look at? Who do we look at? Do we look at the offensive line, or do we look at the quarterback? Or do we look at the offensive coordinator? Who do we look at? Who's the one to blame right here? I mean, look at
yeah, Max.
Lucas Patrick didn't play today, and look how we got beat. Did you see what happened with 67 that was in the middle? Did you see?
Yeah, and no, I saw the whole thing. I mean, a guy like Lucas Patrick, people can, you know, talk trash about him, but he's allowed zero sacks. It allowed zero sacks on 522 pass attempts, right? So, or on a ton of pass attempts.
So who do we judge? I mean, I've been a critic about Justin Fields, and I'm with the Chicago, man. I'm a Chicago Bears fan day in, day. I'm just like you, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we got to look at, well, who's calling the plays. If you're going to call a play that's three. Did you understand we never threw a pass in the third quarter?
Yeah, I mean, the Bears only had three possessions.
We're down? Right, right. We're down?
But Max, listen, the Bears only had three possessions in the entire second half. And the third quarter, they only had one possession. So they didn't throw a ball because they only had seven plays that they could have. And they didn't. Yeah, and so, you know, first down, Khalil Herbert rushed to the right for 9 yards. Second down, Justin Fields picks up the first down with his legs. Then you get the first down. Roshan Johnson, sticking with the run game, gets 6 yards. Justin Fields, quarterback sneak, gets the first down there. Khalil, got to stick with it. It's working. Khalil Herbert, and that's where that we can agree on, Max, right there. All those runs that they did for first downs right there. Now, I don't know. Anybody want to do a play action for a bomb? He just did five straight runs. Anybody? Play action, first down. No? Okay, Khalil Herbert up the middle for one. Khalil Herbert up the middle for two. And then Justin Fields gets sacked on third down when they try to throw the ball. And that was the lone drive for the Chicago Bears in the third quarter. But I do want you to think about this, Max, because I love what you're saying and I love your passion. Because the question is real. Is this who he is? Or is it the play calling? What a great, like, that is the question that everyone struggles with. They think they know the answer, right? Even me. I think this is who he is. I think it's also the play calling, but I think this is who he is. Some people think it's just the play calling and that just it's not who he is and that he has room to grow. But here's what I want you to do, Max, and everybody else that feels like that. If you give him a better signal caller, like a better play caller, better offensive coordinator, let's say you do give him a better O-line, and let's say you do give him Marvin Harrison Jr., how much better is Justin Fields going to be, right? How much better? Where are you putting him? Top 8? 9? At that point? Because here's my rebuttal to that. I think if you put a better quarterback in that position, then he skyrockets. He catapults to the top. If you take an actual good quarterback and make those adjustments. And that's the problem I have with Justin Fields, where you want to give him all this other stuff because you think that for sure he's going to hit a ceiling that's just crazy. And I'm telling you, I'd rather have someone else that can be better than him if given that same stuff. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score, a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Guests all day today. I only got a little bit with you guys, so I'm taking some more calls. Let's go to Brian on the south side. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm a first-time caller. I was calling to weigh in on the Justin Fields thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that is not him. I think it's the coordinator. You know, early on in the season, when he expressed how the play calling wasn't going the right way for him, I think he was basically saying that we have a disconnect here. And I think with these younger players, you have to allow them to have some insight on the offense. And I don't think that's been there between him and Getsy. So I feel get rid of Getsy and let Justin go ahead and be himself. Because I think he needs to operate in a fun offense.
Let me ask you this, Brian. I know this is your first time calling in, so I want to make sure I ask you a follow up question because I do like what you're saying, and I want to be very clear. I agree with you, right? A better coordinator makes Justin Fields better, right? I agree with that. The problem that I have is that I don't know how much better, and now I'm curious what you think because let's say if we can agree, let's just say that Justin Fields on a scale from 1 to 10, Justin Fields is a 6 right now. Right. Let's just say that. And then if he gets an offensive coordinator, what does he then become? If he's a 6 right now, what does a good offensive coordinator make him?
A good offensive coordinator, I think, makes him an 8. I mean, we look for great quarterbacks. Let's look at the list of them. They're like you said, they're one time generational. There are only a handful of teams in the NFL that have great quarterbacks. I think that Justin Fields is a good quarterback. He's not going to be a great one, but he's a good quarterback that fits the nature of Chicago. And I think that's why are so torn between letting him go, because we see he's a blue collar worker.
Yes.
You know, and picking. And I feel one other thing on the draft, I feel like we should trade the pick because, like, if we don't get the right coordinators and coaches in, we're just going to repeat the same process.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate it. And I mean, from a 6 to an 8 would be a significant improvement when you're thinking about who are the 8s in the NFL. I'll be vulnerable with you guys. I'm just fearful it's only going to go to a 7. That's my fear. New offensive coordinator, Marvin Harrison Jr., whatever the hell, Brock Bowers, I don't even care. Offensive lineman, Sean, I don't care. I think he goes to a 7. And that's my fear. It's not that I'm sitting here saying, like, I think that Justin Fields sucks or is not going to get better and he only can get incrementally better. I just think that's a ceiling. I just think that's what it is. And I think if you had another quarterback, right? Let's say if you had fill in the blank. I don't want to say names because then you guys harp on that too much. But if you have another quarterback who's in the same situation, yeah, he probably would be failing. And then if you fixed it and put an offensive coordinator, see, I think that he'll go from a 6 to a, you know what I'm saying, 8.5. Where I think Justin Fields will only go from a 6 to a 7. And that's what I'm saying. We can agree on the offensive coordinator. It's just about the jump. But Bryant said the best thing I heard all night. The reason why we love Justin Fields so much is because his style of play mirrors the personality of the city of Chicago. And we want to cheer for a guy like that. Just like we want. Listen, dollar in the bucket, talking about the Bulls. Joakim Noah used to miss layups by the rim all the time. I used to be so frustrated watching Joakim Noah get to the cup and his inability to score near the basket. He used to drive me nuts. But I still rode with Joakim Noah because his style of play mirrored that of the city of Chicago. Excuse me. And so that's why you love and you cheer for and you champion for guys like that. And that's what we do with Justin Fields. It makes sense to me. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Fred. Fred out in South Bend, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You brought up earlier about Marvin Harrison and Jr. and what he did against Notre Dame. I don't see why everybody's so big about Caleb Williams. I've seen what he did against Notre Dame, and Notre Dame made him look like a fool. I like Michael Penix Jr. I think if the Bears draft a quarterback, they ought to go after Michael Penix Jr. But I also think they need an offensive line, and Joe Alt would be a perfect fit for that offensive line. Maybe go 9 with Joe Alt, 1 with Marvin Harrison Jr. And draft a quarterback. Keep Justin Fields. I'm a Justin Fields fan, but we need an offensive coordinator who knows what he's doing. Luke Getsy is not the offensive coordinator for this team. I think the Bears should go out and get another offensive coordinator, maybe give Justin Fields another year, but get an offensive line in front of him that can protect him. And Joe Alt and would be a perfect fit, I think, for the Bears.
Yeah, I love it. I agree with you, Fred. I mean, obviously, you want to make upgrades at the positions that you feel like, you know, the Bears' offensive line is okay, but it's not great. Braxton Jones is good, but it's not like you are so confident that you feel like you can't use an upgrade. Or you're saying to yourself, all I got to do is fix the center and get another guard, and then my O-line will be fine. You want talent there. Marvin Harrison at 1. It's interesting because even if you say Marvin Harrison at 1 and Joe Alt at 9, like, are you kidding me? That'd be amazing. Like, if you told me those are the two people that you added to the Bears with your 2 top 10 picks, like, who cares what you think about Justin Fields and whether the Bears should move on from him? Like, who cares if I think that the Bears should, you know, who cares? If you add Marvin Harrison Jr. and Joe Alt, I think we can all just agree that the Bears will be in a better position than they're in right now, which is ultimately what you want. Man, it's an interesting one. Man, everybody's calling in right now. Lines are going crazy. People are really excited about this, and I'm glad because all day today on The Score, we got you covered. You want that Bears fix? We got it for you. Dustin Rhodes taking over in less than a half an hour with the pregame show. Mully and Hall come on right after that, and they got 3 great guests for you. Olin Kreutz at 7, DJ Moore at 8, Brad Biggs at 9. Then Bernstein and Holmes come on after that. They got Anthony Heron at 11 and Dan Wiederer at 12. And then Parkins and Spiegel have 3 great guests of their own. Kurt Warner jumps on at 2:40. Mark Grody comes on at 4. And then the closer, Jalen Johnson, 3:30. Paid a man. Haven't gotten enough calls about that today. Maybe because we're all just inundated with Justin Fields and what we want to happen with this Bears team. Let's go back out to the phone lines as a result. Seneca, welcome to the show.
Well, welcome. How you doing, bro?
Chilling, man. Talk
to
me.
First time calling in.
Okay.
Listen, man, I want to talk to you about Jordan Love and Justin Fields. I watched that game, and Jordan Love had a lot of time to pass the ball. Also, what I noticed in that game, the Packers coaching staff, infrastructure, and play calling running miles around the Bears.
Yeah.
It's like they're light years ahead of the Bears, man, for real. We don't have enough talent at the skill positions. We don't have enough talent on either line, and we don't have enough talent in the coaching booth. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, Seneca, there were definitely moments in the game when I was like, oh, we're just overmatched right now, right? We as the Bears.
Right.
I just felt that way. But there was a point specifically, Seneca, second quarter, 8 minutes left. All right, I'm talking about the second quarter. There's been a whole quarter played already. And I'm watching the Packers drive. They're like on the 40-yard line of the Bears 40. And I'm like, damn, Bears getting killed right now. And I looked at the score. The Bears were winning. Like, I was watching the game that the Bears were winning, and I still felt in my mind that the Bears were losing. That's how bad they put that whooping on the Bears yesterday. And it was a tough – well, let me ask you this, Seneca. So do you think Justin Fields is the quarterback for the future?
I had this argument with my family like every other day. I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
I can't lie to you. I don't know. He hasn't showed me enough. But the coaching staff hasn't shown me enough either.
Yeah, but here's my thing.
I really don't know which way to go.
Here's my thing, Seneca, right? If I told you, right, that the Bears, let's say a couple years ago, right, before the Bears have the first pick in the draft, and I say, hey, year one of Justin Fields, after this, the Bears are going to have 2 number one picks back-to-back years. And at the end of those years, at the end of the third year, they're still going to be, are going to be on the fence about Justin Fields still. And then I'm going to say, do you think that you have, with 2 number one picks 2 years in a row, that you should not pick a quarterback if you're still on the fence?
I think that's a good point.
Right. That's what I was. That's
kind of had me. You kind of had. But listen, though, the team around Justin Fields or any other quarterback is not up to par with where we want to be. That's right. Not with the Packers.
You're right.
We're not up to par. We're not up to par. Our running backs, we only got one good receiver. Everybody else drops the ball. And the line, my man Jenkins, he got messed up today. I didn't have saw Jenkins get beat like that all this year. He got beat like a drum today.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad, Seneca, for real, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Takes courage to call in, you know? First-time caller, you're like, damn, you know what? I got something to say, too. I just heard that guy on the phone. He's an idiot. I got something to say better than him. We got one more segment where we get to hear what you have to say. It's Gabe Ramirez here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank, and It's Not a Game, Illinois. I'll give you a rundown of all the guests that are going to be coming on. I'll give you the big names now, though. Holden Cruz, 7 a.m. DJ Moore, 8 a.m. Brad Biggs jumping on at 9 with Mully and Hall. Bernstein and Holmes, they got two great guests for you. Anthony Heron and Dan Weeder at 11 and 12. Parkinson Spiegel, they got Kurt Warner at 2:40. Mark Grody at 4. Then Jalen Johnson at 5. All right. Your last and final thoughts during my last segment. We'll take those on the other side. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What a difference a year makes. And what a crowning moment it is for the first-year starter, Jordan Love, who led them to this victory today and into the playoffs. The oldest rivalry in the NFL, but it's the same old story now for a number of years as the Packers beat the Bears for a 10th consecutive time.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you.
This is like, if the Bears were a like the Office or something like that, this would be the song playing at the end of the season. And they just like, they lose to the Packers, and then they're at their lockers just like packing up stuff. Justin Fields, Khalil Herbert, just like, oh man. All right, it's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. It's Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank, and It's Not a Game, Illinois.com. Dustin Rhodes coming out for the pregame show in just about 15 minutes. He'll lead you into Mully and Hall. They have three great guests, top of the hour, 7, 8, and 9. They have Olin Kreutz, former Chicago Bear, jumping on at 7. DJ Moore at 8. DJ Moore at 8. That's crazy. I can't believe we've had DJ Moore at 8 all season long. And then Brad Biggs jumps on at 9. Bernstein and Holmes. They have Anthony Heron at 11, Dan Weederer at 12. Don't forget, tomorrow they'll have Jaquan Brisker. I would assume that's true to be true as well. Parkinson Speed will come on at 2 o'clock. They got Kurt Warner at 2:40. Mark Grody at 4 o'clock. Then Jalen Johnson at 5 p.m. Justin Fields responsible for 6 of those losses against the Green Bay Packers. 0-6 against the Cheeseheads. I will say this, man, you know, you heard him say in that clip, Jordan Love getting his, you know, playoff berth first year as a starter for the Packers. And I just look at C.J. Stroud, or I think back to C.J. Stroud and when they won and how happy he was. I think back to Jordan Love looking at that, and I'm like, damn, why couldn't we have had that? Why couldn't we have the light-skinned quarterback that leads us to the damn playoffs? I'm pissed. Now I'm feeling light-skinned. Let's go out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Phil out in Crystal Lake. Phil, what do you think about Justin Fields?
All right. I got a couple of points that kind of all go together here, and I'm really curious on what you think about it.
Love it.
So our win against last week, Justin Fields had almost 200 passing yards in the first half. And he ended up with only, what was it, 230 or 240?
Yeah, 268.
So they barely passed anything in the second half.
Because they were winning. They were winning, like, handily.
I get it, but I just... Okay, yeah, that's a good point. Good point. But in the same sense, like, I feel like they do this all the time, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the first half, they try to pass it a bunch, and if he's doing good, they still just abandon everything. There's blame to go all the way around. Luke Getsy, I don't think meshes with Justin Fields at all. The new age type quarterback. He's got a killer arm. He's accurate. I feel like the Bears have embarrassed him. And like, if he goes to another team, I'm fully confident he is going to win a Super Bowl. Like, in 3 years, dude, going to another team, he's going to win a Super Bowl on another team.
Dude. All right. Thanks for the call. Super Bowl on another team? Are you serious right now? I mean, can it happen? Sure, yeah, whatever. It's the NFL. But the probability of that actually happening, it's like, this just, like, Phil, your call makes me feel bad for Bears fans because this is where we are at. But we can't simply look at a quarterback and be like, okay, I've had 3 years of watching this guy and say, all right, even, like, I get it. Yes, the offensive coordinator is bad. That we can agree on these things. But to also think that if the offensive coordinator was different, then all of a sudden Justin Fields becomes that much more better. Because again, I'd say this, if you just compare last year to this year, like if you just were to compare those two things, Justin Fields last year and this year, it's eerily similar. Justin Fields last year, 2,200 yards in 15 games. This year, 2,500 yards. 17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. This year, 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. You know what the biggest differences were? They added DJ Moore. They gave him the offensive. They got him first top 10 pick in Darnell Wright. If you're not following me, there should be at least some statistical jump. Something that would say, oh, okay, well, at least I got him DJ Moore in a better offensive line. Because we can all agree the offensive line is better than it was last year. We can all agree that the wide receiver room this year is better than it was last year. So you would think that there'd be some statistical jump. Especially if your argument is get him more weapons and continue to get him a better offensive line. You have zero proof that shows me if you do that, then there is going to be another statistical increase. Just there's no proof for it. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 score. Taking some more calls before I get up out of here. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, just tell me right now what you think about Justin Fields, Jimmy. You got him?
My call, Gabe. I appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to me.
I think Justin Fields, unfortunately, I like the guy. I think he represents Chicago very well, blue-collar city. But I just don't think it's viable for him to stay here and potentially learn another system under another offensive coordinator. I mean, if you break it down, I mean, you see him, if God forbid, you know, he stays and they decide to move on from Luke Getsy, I just don't think it's viable for him to learn a third offense. And then on top of that, I think the coaching staff should really, really, you know, get fired. I think moving forward, coaching staff should be fired, and unfortunately, trade Justin Fields. Because if you take a look at the whole year, yeah, I mean, we got a couple wins more than last year, but I mean, if you really break it down, these were all just, minus the exception of Detroit, they were all just kind of like subpar teams that really weren't, you know, in the mix, so to say. So.
Yeah,
I just want to know your thoughts.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, I think first let's just go with the victories that the Bears have had, this season. And I don't even want to live there. It's silly. What am I doing? Bears are a bad team. They're a bad team. They're in the bad tier. They're definitely, you're looking at teams on the cusp. They're like in the middle of that. But they're certainly not better than any team that made the playoffs, and that was proven yesterday against the Green Bay Packers.
Are you really putting the Bears in the bad category, though? I think they're okay. They're like a step above, which I don't know is a great place to be in, but I wouldn't call them bad.
Well, the thing is, when you're looking at, if you're just looking at the NFC, right? I mean, the teams that they're lumped with are bad. Like, you're lumped with the Giants. Atlanta, do you think Atlanta's a good team? They're bad.
Yeah, they are bad.
They're bad. I mean, that's who you're lumped with. You're not lumped with the Packers. They're 9-8. You're not lumped with Seattle. And you already lost to the Saints. I mean, that was with Tyson Bagent, but you lost to the Saints. Minnesota? Were you going to try to compare them to the Bears without a Kirk Cousins? Is that what you're going to try to do? I mean, they're bad. They're on the bad side. Man, that hurts to say.
Are they the worst team in the North right now? Would you have them lower than the Vikings?
Don't make me do this. Again, are we talking about a healthy Kirk Cousins? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, we'll say a healthy Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, the Bears are the worst team in the division. It's not even an argument. They finished with the same record as them, and they had Kirk Cousins was now with ACL, or excuse me, Achilles injury. Like, well, what week was that? Six?
It was early, yeah.
Yeah. So they played the rest of the season and still managed to get seven victories. Yeah, the Bears are worse than them. Bears beat them 12-10 with four interceptions, and Josh Dobbs, yes, they're the worst team in the division. Take some more phone calls. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Plumbers 911. Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and It's Not a Game, Illinois.com. Let's go to Paul out in Countryside.
Hey, what's up, man?
Welcome to the show. Talk to me.
Thank you. Just a quick hypothetical. Justin Fields, let's say the Bears are able to cut him. Everybody knows what they know after 3 years in the NFL, that he's able to go back into the draft this year. Where do you take him? Do you take him number one overall?
Do you get to look at his body of work in the NFL to hold it against him?
Yes, absolutely.
No, hell yeah. No, he ain't going number
one. Absolutely not. So why the hell are people backing him, saying that you don't take your chances with Caleb Williams or Drake May?
Yes, I love great arguments.
They have the opportunity to be top-tier guys, right? There's a chance they can be that. Justin Fields will never be a top-tier guy.
Dude,
ever.
I need your phone number because I need to bring you on my show when I say these things. Because here was the other one. Use this one too. All right, Paul. I tell people, I said if the Bears trade back from 1-2, right? From 1-2, New England's still sitting at number 3. Does New England trade you for Justin Fields? For that number 3 pick?
No, absolutely.
Of course they don't. No. Of course they don't. They want Drake May. It's the same argument. It's not the same thing. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
No,
Go ahead. Because I think you're funny.
No, the other. I mean, don't get me wrong. The coaching staff I think is brutal. They get out coached almost every week. I think you need a whole new coaching staff. If you take the rookie quarterback, you combine him with a offensive minded head coach. It's an offensive league. Sustainability in the NFL is made by having a top talent quarterback.
Yes. Yes.
You don't have these teams that are consistently in the playoffs that have a quarterback that everybody's like, oh, is he good? Maybe. Is he good? Maybe not.
Yeah, Paul. We have a guy and he's amazing, but they blame everything else. Our offensive coordinators, no.
Exactly.
We know what it is. Thanks for the call, Paul. I appreciate you, man. And again, for me, this is no knock on. This is not. I don't care about Justin Fields and where he ends up. This is about my team, the Chicago Bears, and putting them in the best position to win a Super Bowl and to be at the top of the NFC year in and year out. Can Justin Fields get you there? Maybe. What's the percentage? I don't know, 22%? That's not enough for me. I want to be greedy. And if you're telling me that CJ Stroud's in the playoffs, if you're telling me I get to go, I have the chance to go pick whatever quarterback I want that's at the top of the draft or near the top of the draft, that could be that guy. Yeah, I want that. I want that possibility. Got to thank all the callers today, man. You guys did a great job. I got to give, what was that, Paul in Countryside? I got to give him a nickname. If you didn't know, if you call up the show enough and you talk to me enough, I give you a nickname.
Paulie C.
You're going to work on that. We got Mark in Milwaukee, the Secret Bears fan. We got Money Mike in Las Vegas. John with the boots in Dallas. Will number 2 in Des Plaines. That's great. And Chicago Johnny in Las Vegas. Paul, I'm going to work on you. I got to thank my producer today. Did 5 hours today. Robbie Triano. Great job today, sir. Plumbers 911 Football Monday, as mentioned. Dustin Rhodes coming up with the pregame show in less than 5 minutes. Mully and Hall, they got 3 great guests. Olin Kruitz, DJ Moore, Brad Biggs, 7, 8, 9. Anthony Hare and Dan Weeder are coming on with Bernstein and Holmes at 11 and 12. Parkins and Spiegel, they got 3 great guests. Kurt Warner, Mark Grody, Jalen Johnson going to be coming on at 5 o'clock. Oh, that's going to be great stuff. Can you imagine that? You could talk to Jalen Johnson, a guy who might possibly never play a game for the Chicago Bears again. You get to talk to him. It's going to be great stuff, man. That's what we do for you today. On this Plumbers 911 Football Monday, we take care of you. You got Bears wants, Bears desires. We feed all that for you. Make sure you keep it here all day today, all right? Mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima, that means until next time. I am Gabe Ramirez. This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and It's Not a Game, Illinois.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
For the first-year starter, Jordan Love, who led them to this victory today and into the playoffs. The oldest rivalry in the NFL, but it's the same old story now for a number of years as the Packers beat the Bears for a 10th consecutive time.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the rug.
This is like, if the Bears were a, like the Office or something like that, this would be the song playing at the end of the season, and they just like, they lose to the Packers, and then they're at their lockers just like packing up stuff. Justin Fields. Khalil Herbert just like, oh man. All right, it's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. It's Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and It's Not a Game, Illinois.com. Dustin Rhodes coming out for the pregame show in just about 15 minutes. He'll lead you into Mullion Hall. They have three great guests, top of the hour, 7, 8, and 9. They have Olin Krutz, former Chicago Bear, jumping on at 7, DJ Moore at 8. DJ Moore at 8, that's crazy. I can't believe we've had DJ Moore at 8 all season long. And then Brad Biggs jumps on at 9. Bernstein and Holmes. They have Anthony Heron at 11, Dan Wiederer at 12. Don't forget, tomorrow they'll have Jaquan Brisker. I would assume that's true to be true as well. Parkins and Speed will come on at 2 o'clock. They got Kurt Warner at 2:40. Mark Grody at 4 o'clock. Then Jalen Johnson at 5 p.m. Justin Fields responsible for 6 of those losses against the Green Bay Packers. 0-6 against the Cheeseheads. I will say this, man, you know, you heard him say in that clip, Jordan Love getting his, you know, playoff berth first year as a starter for the Packers. And I just look at C.J. Stroud, or I think back to C.J. Stroud and when they won and how happy he was. I think back to Jordan Love looking at that, and I'm like, damn, why couldn't we have had that? Why couldn't we have the light-skinned quarterback that leads us to the damn playoffs? I'm pissed. Now I'm feeling light-skinned. Let's go out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Phil out in Crystal Lake. Phil, what do you think about Justin Fields?
All right. I got a couple of points that kind of all go together here, and I'm really curious on what you think about it.
Love it.
So our win against last week, Justin Fields had almost 200 passing yards in the first half. And he ended up with only, what was it, 230 or 240?
Yeah, 268.
So they barely passed anything in the second half.
But they were winning. They were winning, like, handily.
I get it. I get it, but I just... Okay, yeah, that's a good point. Good point. But in the same sense, like, I feel like they do this all the time, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the first half, they try to pass it a bunch, and if he's doing good, they still just abandon everything. There's blame to go all the way around. Luke Getsy, I don't think meshes with Justin Fields at all, the new-age type quarterback. He's got a killer arm. He's accurate. I feel like the Bears have embarrassed him, and... Like, if he goes to another team, I'm fully confident he is going to win a Super Bowl. Like, in 3 years, dude. Going to another team, he's going to win a Super Bowl on another team.
Dude. All right. Thanks for the call. Super Bowl on another team? Are you serious right now? I mean, can it happen? Sure, yeah, whatever. It's the NFL. But the probability of that actually happening, it's like, this just... Like, Phil, your call makes me feel bad for Bears fans because this is where we are at. But we can't simply look at a quarterback and be like, okay, I've had 3 years of watching this guy and say, all right, even, like, I get it. Yes, the offensive coordinator is bad. That we can agree on these things. But to also think that if the offensive coordinator was different, then all of a sudden Justin Fields becomes that much more better. Because, again, I'd say this. If you just compare last year to this year, like, if you just were to compare those two things, Justin Fields, last year and this year, it's eerily similar. Justin Fields last year, 2,200 yards in 15 games. This year, 2,500 yards. 17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. This year, 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. You know what the biggest differences were? They added DJ Moore. They gave him the offensive, they got him first top 10 pick and Darnell Wright. If you're not following me, there should be at least some statistical jump. Something that would say, oh, okay, well, at least I got him DJ Moore in a better offensive line. Because we can all agree the offensive line is better than it was last year. We can all agree that the wide receiver room this year is better than it was last year. So you would think that there'd be some statistical jump. Especially if your argument is get him more weapons and continue to get him a better offensive line. You have zero proof that shows me if you do that, then there is going to be another statistical increase. Just there's no proof for it. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 score. Taking some more calls before I get up out of here. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy. Just tell me right now what you think about Justin Fields, Jimmy. You got him?
My call, Gabe. I appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to me.
I think Justin Fields, unfortunately, I like the guy. I think he represents Chicago very well, blue-collar city. But I just don't think it's viable for him to stay here and potentially learn another system under another offensive coordinator. I mean, if you break it down, I mean, you see him if – God forbid, you know, he stays and they decide to move on from Luke Getsy. I just don't think it's viable for him to learn a third offense. And then on top of that, I think the coaching staff should really, really, you know, get fired. I think moving forward, coaching staff should be fired. And unfortunately, trade Justin Fields. Because if you take a look at the whole year, yeah, I mean, we got a couple wins more than last year. But, I mean, if you really break it down, these were all just, minus the exception of Detroit, they were all just kind of like subpar teams that really weren't, you know, in the mix, so to say. So,
yeah.
I just want to, you know your thoughts.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, I think, you know, first let's just go with the victories that the Bears have had, you know, this season. And, you know, I don't even want to live there. It's silly. What am I doing? Bears are a bad team. They're a bad team. They're in the bad tier. They're definitely, you know, you're looking at teams on the cusp, they're like in the middle of that. But they're certainly not better than any team that made the playoffs. And that was proven yesterday against the Green Bay Packers.
Are you really putting the Bears in the bad category, though? I think they're okay. They're like a step above, which I don't know is a great place to be in, but like, I wouldn't call them bad.
Well, the thing is, when you're looking at, let's just, I mean, if you're just looking at the NFC, right? I mean, the teams that they're lumped with are bad. Like, you're lumped with the Giants. Atlanta, do you think Atlanta's a good team? They're bad.
Yeah, they are bad.
They're bad. I mean, that's who you're lumped with. You're not lumped with the Packers. They're 9-8. You're not lumped with Seattle. And you already lost to the Saints. I mean, that was with Tyson Bagent, but you lost to the Saints. Minnesota? Were you going to try to compare them to the Bears without a Kirk Cousins? Is that what you're going to try to do? I mean, they're bad. They're bad. They're on the bad side. Man, that hurts to say.
Are they the worst team in the North right now? Would you have them lower than the Vikings?
Don't make me do this. Again, are we talking about a healthy Kirk Cousins? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, we'll say a healthy Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, the Bears are the worst team in the division. It's not even an argument. They finished with the same record as them, and they had Kirk Cousins was now with ACL, or excuse me, Achilles injury. Like, what week was that? Six?
It was early, yeah.
Yeah. So they played the rest of the season and still managed to get 7 victories. Yeah, the Bears are worse than them. Bears beat them 12-10 with 4 interceptions and Josh Dobbs. Yes, they're the worst team in the division. 6 and more phone calls. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Plumbers 911. Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and It's Not a Game, Illinois.com. Let's go to Paul out in Countryside.
Hey, what's up, man?
Welcome to the show. Talk to me.
Thank you. Just a quick hypothetical. Justin Fields, let's say the Bears are able to cut him. Everybody knows what they know after 3 years in the NFL, that he's able to go back into the draft this year. Where do you take him? Do you take him number one overall?
Do you get to look at his body of work in the NFL to hold it against him?
Yes, absolutely.
No, hell no, he ain't going number
one. Absolutely not. So why the hell are people backing him, saying that you don't take your chances with Caleb Williams or Drake May?
Yes, love great arguments.
They have the opportunity to be top-tier guys, right? There's a chance they can be that. Justin Fields will never be a top-tier guy.
Dude,
ever.
I need your phone number because I need to bring you on my show when I say these things. Because here was the other one. Use this one too. All right, Paul. I tell people, I said if the Bears trade back from 1-2, right? From 1-2, New England's still sitting at number 3. Does New England trade you for Justin Fields? For that number 3 pick?
No, absolutely.
Of course they don't.
No.
Of course they don't. They want Drake May. It's the same argument. It's not the same thing. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
No,
go ahead. Because I think you're funny.
No, the other, I mean, don't get me wrong. The coaching staff, I think, is brutal. They get out coached almost every week. I think you need a whole new coaching staff. If you take the rookie quarterback, you combine him with a offensive-minded head coach. It's an offensive league. Sustainability in the NFL is made by having a top talent quarterback.
Yes. Yes.
You don't have these teams that are consistently in the playoffs that have a quarterback that everybody's like, oh, is he good? Maybe. Is he good? Maybe not.
Yeah, Paul. We have a guy and he's amazing, but our offense, but they blame everything else. Our offensive coordinators, no. No.
Exactly.
We know what it is. Thanks for the call, Paul. I appreciate you, man. And again, for me, this is no knock on. This is not, I don't care about Justin Fields and where he ends up. This is about my team, the Chicago Bears, and putting them in the best position to win a Super Bowl and to be at the top of the NFC year in and year out. Can Justin Fields get you there? Maybe. What's the percentage? I don't know, 22%? That's not enough for me. I want to be greedy. And if you're telling me that CJ Stroud's in the playoffs, if you're telling me I get to go, I have the chance to go pick whatever quarterback I want that's at the top of the draft or near the top of the draft, that could be that guy. Yeah, I want that. I want that possibility. Got to thank all the callers today, man. You guys did a great job. I got to give, what was that, Paul in Countryside? I got to give him a nickname. If you didn't know, if you call up the show enough and you talk to me enough, I give you a nickname.
Paulie C.
Paulie C. We're going to work on that. We got Mark in Milwaukee, the Secret Bears fan. We got Money Mike in Las Vegas. John with the boots in Dallas. Will number 2 in Des Plaines. That's great. Chicago Johnny in Las Vegas. Paul, I'm going to work on you. I got to thank my producer today. Did 5 hours today. Robbie Triano, great job today, sir. Plumbers 911 Football Monday, as mentioned. Dustin Rhodes coming up with the pregame show in less than 5 minutes. Mully and Hall, they got three great guests. Olin Krutz, DJ Moore, Brad Biggs, 7, 8, 9. Anthony Hare and Dan Weeder are coming on with Bernstein and Holmes at 11 and 12. Parkins and Spiegel, they got three great guests. Kurt Warner, Mark Grody, Jalen Johnson, going to be coming on at 5 o'clock. Oh, that's going to be great stuff. Can you imagine that? You could talk to Jalen Johnson, a guy who maybe, possibly never play a game for the Chicago Bears again. You get to talk to him. It's going to be great stuff, man. That's what we do for you today. On this Plumbers 911 Football Monday, we take care of you. You got Bears wants, Bears desires. We feed all that for you. Make sure you keep it here all day today, all right? Mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima, that means until next time. I am Gabe Ramirez. This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and It's Not a Game, Illinois.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.